Welcome to the SearchStorageChannel.com podcast. This is Sue Troy, site editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. Today's podcast is a supplement to our project FAQ on VMware backup. Joining me is George Crump, senior analyst at Storage Switzerland, an analyst firm covering the storage and virtualization markets. Thanks for joining us today, George.
Thanks for having me, Sue.
So today we'll be discussing how storage solution providers should approach VMware backup projects. First question, George. Does it make sense for customers to use deduplication with VMware backups?
Well, it's interesting. Data deduplication counts very much on repetitive data for it to be for it itself to be effective. And the good news is VMware delivers plenty of repetitive data in two areas. First of all, in most virtualized environments, you have a lot of repetitive OSs. You might have 100 virtual Windows machines, as an example, or 100 virtual Linux machines. All of that can be identified by the deduplication appliance, eliminated, and only stored one time. So it drives the efficiency of those type of solutions up significantly. And then secondly, the way most VMware environments are backed up, the entire VMDK image, which can get quite large, is backed up in one fell swoop. As a result of that, doing successive backups of the same OS, you end up really growing the backup. With a deduplication appliance, all of those successive backups would also be eliminated since they would be more or less the same. And even if there was a slight change within that file, only that slight change would be stored. So it's a double payoff, and I think it's probably the number one thing that resellers should recommend to their customers.
Okay. So second question, a customer is thinking of using a network-attached storage system for their VMware environment. How does that change the backup options for them?
Well, NAS or NFS-mounted VMware environments are certainly on the rise. We're seeing a lot of them and because they're really easy to set up and implement. It does change backup in two areas. First of all, you can now leverage the NAS's snapshot capabilities to provide granular stores, not only being able to roll back those same VMDK files, but actually, most NAS vendors give you the ability to dig inside of those VMDK files and restore individual documents or files or whatever might be needed. And then secondly, this also provides an ideal off-host backup option because if the NAS, and most do, leverages NDMP as the backup protocol, they can use that to back up the NAS directly to tape or disk and not have to interfere with the processing on the virtual hosts. So it's, a good payoff. And really, in a VMware environment, it's important because another thing that resellers should be aware of is that if you are implementing a NAS or NFS-mounted VMware solution, VMware's backup utility does not support either NAS or NFS-mounted VMDKs for the backup.
That's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, George. Learn more about how to approach VMware backup projects in our project FAQ. This has been Sue Troy for SearchStorageChannel.com. Thanks for joining us.